Ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard this Air France message. With Air France, your journey to France begins when you set foot on the plane, starting with a complimentary glass of champagne in every class. And in business and la première, savor a five-course meal with cheese and wine and unique menus created by some of the greatest French chefs. Enjoy a taste of France before you arrive. Bon appétit. Elegance is a journey. Air France.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
We are back on the Packaday Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets now at LiveNation.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Chanelis is coming up next from 9 to 11, so make sure to stick around for that right after today's Packaday Radio Show. Right now, we are being joined by the great Peter Bukowski of The Leap and, of course, Locked On Packers as well. He did an unbelievable job covering the NFL Combine over this past week. We'll talk some Combine as well as all the news, buzz, rumors, everything else he's been hearing. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. Peter, it's great to be back chatting with you, my friend. How are you doing?
My body is recovering from Indianapolis, but other than that, I'm pretty good.
I got to say, I don't know how you balance all the stuff with Radio Row at the Super Bowl, plus then going to the Combine. And I know how difficult it is, obviously, to put out the content that you're putting out every single day on top of juggling all these different travel. And you know, I know, obviously, you get content from these things as well. But, man, you do an unbelievable job being able to balance that. I give you a ton of credit because I know people may not think it, but that's a lot harder than it seems. So kudos to you, my friend.
Listen, it was one of those things where I had to make sure, first of all, I appreciate the words, obviously, but it is one of those things that I was not prepared for what was to come. And so to understand that, like, oh, yeah, you're just going to be out every night to an ungodly hour, especially like you and me, like we've got kids. We're not used to that life anymore, Andy.
Correct.
And so to have to sort of get back in that frame of mind, but also like understand at any moment you could run into someone who like you either know professionally or would like to know professionally. So you also have to keep it. Like I was at a cigar bar at 12:30 with our Locked On Bears host, and in walks Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham. And it's just sort of like, where are we right now? Like it was a very surreal experience. It was also very fun.
That sounds like an absolute blast, and I'm happy you were able to do that. And yeah, it sounds like always like it's like the nexus of the universe where you're just like seeing all these. It's like the NFL multiverse is basically what's happening all in one place at one time. And it's a beautiful thing. I want to kick off because I know you were very much involved in this on Friday as well with the DK Metcalf situation. I know you had reporting on this as well that the Packers have some conversations here about DK Metcalf. So let me just obviously hear from you. Like what have you been hearing, and what's your take on this DK Metcalf situation?
Yeah, so just if anyone was living under a rock for the last 4 days, Corbin Smith from Locked On Seahawks, and he also has his own site, he used to cover the Seahawks for SI, reported that the Packers, one of three teams to call on DK Metcalf, later adjusted that to four teams that had called, and that they thought that there was something to be done here. I was able to subsequently confirm that reporting. And then what I added to it was that this was part of their plan to add a veteran receiver, a Josh Jacobs certified level talent, not just a guy. And that they felt like if they wanted to go that route, they at least understood what the asking price was going to be and that they would be potentially be comfortable paying that price. But it's important to note here too, Andy, that it is not the only option that they are considering. And my understanding is Devontae Adams, as I reported on Friday in The Leap, this was independent of the DK Metcalf piece of this, that is someone that they are also looking at. And it's been reported, he has said on Kay Adams' show that he is interested potentially in or would consider a reunion, but the Packers do have interest there as well. So that's all part of this. And then the Jaire Alexander part of this is interesting too, because if they can get something for him, and I reported on Friday that there is actually a bigger market for Jaire Alexander, at least that was my initial, initially what I had heard while we were in Indy about that, that would be part of the impetus for the Packers to say, hey, look, we're going to get something for Jaire Alexander. It's maybe a little bit more okay to go and spend draft capital to get something like DK Metcalf, because there's going to be some level of offset in the Jaire trade as well.
It's all very, very interesting. It's all intertwined, I'm sure. Just going back to DK for a second, taking the reporter hat off for a second and do the analyst side of this. What do you feel like, or maybe you got word on this as well, but what do you feel like is fair comp here for DK? I know some of the stuff thrown around was a first round pick plus stuff. That seems a little bit aggressive for Goody's specific, cup of tea or taste here. But, what do you kind of see as a fair sort of evaluation for DK at this point?
Yeah, so when I was able to wrap my arms around the information that I was getting, it was the proposal, and I can't get into specifics, but from what I understand, the Packers' price is materially lower than what Corbin reported. Now Corbin is reporting it presumably from the Seahawks side, so that's it makes sense for the Seahawks to go, we want the moon, and for the Packers to go, no, because that's how negotiating works. So I think, like I said, I did a little series for social media where I said, okay, all these guys that everyone wants, all the big names, here's what I think it would actually cost to get them. And so does that make sense? And what I said was a first round pick for DK Metcalf and $30 million a year. Like that's what it's going to be. If that's what you're trading for, then that's what I think it would take from the Seattle side. Now, does that mean that that's all it is? No, if the Seahawks want Romeo Doubs, for example, or they want Dontavian Wicks, for example, then there's just no way you're going to give up a first and that guy. Right. Even in the case of Romeo Doubs, when there's only a year left on that contract, like Romeo Doubs could start for the Seahawks in 11 personnel like tomorrow. So it's like even with DK Metcalf on the roster. So I think that part is a non-starter. But I understand why the Seahawks would ask for that. I think, what do you think Romeo Doubs' market value is out there? Like a fourth round pick, probably.
That was my immediate number. I was going to say is a fourth round pick. Yep.
Yeah. So okay. So is a second and Romeo Doubs a fourth round pick of value? Does that make sense for both teams? I think in a lot of ways it does. It depends on what you think the DK Metcalf market is. If, as Corbin reported, the Chiefs and the Bills and the Patriots have all called here, which I think the Patriots calling is interesting. It tells me that they think T. Higgins is probably staying in Cincinnati. And that affects all this too. Like if you're the Packers, do you want to get a deal like this or the Devontae Adams deal done now so that when in a week, when it becomes obvious that T. Higgins is staying in Cincinnati, the market doesn't become even more congested and all of a sudden more competitive. That's something to keep in mind here as well.
Yeah, I think that's a really great way to look at it. We're being joined by Peter Bukowski of The Leap and, of course, Locked On Packers. You can find him on social media at Peter_Bukowski. I want to talk about this Devontae Adams situation as well. And I know you've talked about maybe a Devontae Adams for Jair Alexander trade that could make sense for both sides. How interested, like how aggressive do you think Green Bay would be in acquiring Devontae? Do you think they'd be interested in a trade, or would it be more if just he became available in the free agent market? And then why would maybe that Jair for Adams trade work for both sides?
Well, so I do, because we talked about my reporting earlier, I just want to be clear. The Jair Alexander thing is just me talking. I just think I think it makes sense that if you're going to trade a distressed asset and try and get something of value back, why not try and trade it for another distressed asset? The Jets have to cut Devontae Adams. He's $35 million this year, $35 million next year with two void years after that. Jair Alexander is, I think it's 15 and 17. I was just looking at the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but it's a reasonable cornerback number if Jair Alexander's on the field. I think the Packers have real interest in Devontae Adams, and I do think if you want Devontae Adams or you think you want Devontae Adams, you have to explore a trade, because we've had multiple reporting over the last 3 weeks probably that if Devontae Adams – if and when Aaron Rodgers is released, that those two guys could team back up. And it seems like that could happen in a place like New York if Aaron Rodgers signs in New York. Well, that's not happening if you can trade for him. And so the reason you would give up something to get him when you know he's going to get cut, same reason why the Commanders gave up a fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, is so that you know you have him. And the contract is such that you can just – And I believe some contracts do not allow you to auto restructure without the players say so. Most are not structured that way. So most likely the Packers could bring in that money. Let's say they trade for him, give up whatever. They can take that $35 million, turn it into 20 on the cap, and spread the cap hit out. And it's essentially like reworking the deal without Devontae Adams needing to say anything about it. So from that standpoint, you're not worried about the contract part of this. I think that makes a ton of sense. And I do think the Packers are weighing this right now. And I'm extrapolating a little bit in terms of what I've been reporting. If these are your two paths, the question is value. Do you want to take this is the long-term play with DK Metcalf, give up real stuff to go get a guy that you're going to have to pay at the top of the market and essentially say, Romeo Doubs and Christian Watson, we are out of your business, at least for the moment. Or do you want to run it back with this group, bring in a guy that at least team-wise you are familiar with, and give up significantly less draft capital to get him on what is probably just a 1 or 2 year, sort of mercenary run here? I don't know that I have a lean strongly. Honestly, I really like DK Metcalf as a fit in this offense. I think the Packers generally like to lean young. You heard Brian Gutekunst at the podium. I mean, you were in the room, I think, Andy, when he said, like, a back nine of their careers, like, I don't think I'm interested in that.
Yep.
Like, straight up said, I don't think that would be the kind of thing I'm interested in. Well, DK Metcalf is not that. I mean, I think you could make the case DK Metcalf's got 6-7 years that he could play. Not that the Packers would necessarily do that, but, you know, I think that is something that they're having to weigh right now. But you got to make that decision quick, fast, and in a hurry, because the new league year is going to be here before you know it.
All right, Peter Bukowski, The Leap, Locked On Packers, on social media at Peter_Bukowski. Let me ask you this. There's one other name I want to talk about really quick, and that's DJ Reed. He was a player I know Rob Domofsky had brought up this past week. He said he talked to an agent. Green Bay is going to be a player in free agency, brought up defensive end, or I should say pass rusher, corner, and wide receiver, and brought up DJ Reed as a potential option for Green Bay. Your thoughts on DJ Reed potentially being somebody that Green Bay targets?
Have you noticed we seem to know a lot about what Green Bay is thinking this offseason? Like, it seems like there's a lot of reporting out there, which makes me nervous about all of it, I have to say.
It just being used again, or what are we thinking here?
Well, no. I don't think that's the case. I think the Packers, teams around the league understand that there is an urgency level there. And that's been reported from internals. That's been reported from externals. I was very heartened to see the DJ Reed reporting, because in the Leap on Friday, before the DK Metcalf stuff came out, like I was very pleased to report that I spoke to two league sources in Indy who brought up DJ Reed to me as a fit in this Packers defense with Jeff Hafley. And that includes someone who was on staff at a team where DJ Reed played. So someone with like legitimate firsthand knowledge of the kind of player, the kind of person that DJ Reed is. So I just thought that was interesting that all of a sudden, then now we're getting this reporting like, hey, keep an eye on this guy for the, I think it makes a ton of sense. He coached Jeff Hafley coached him. He's coming from Robert Saleh, who was just in Green Bay. You know, of course, I think Matt LaFleur has the utmost respect for Saleh as a person. Of course, they're best friends, but also as a coach. And so I think that would be a pretty big stamp of approval. And then we got the reporting. I love it when a plan comes together, Andy. We got the reporting on Sunday that the Jets don't anticipate keeping DJ Reed. And so, you know, I one of the sources that I talked to at the combine, someone who, like, when it comes to defense, I don't know that there are many more people whose opinions I would respect, was like, I thought DJ Reed was better last year than Sauce Gardner. So the idea that you're getting a player who's still, I believe, only 28, who's playing at an extremely high level. You go back to the 2018 free agency signings. You know, I believe Billy Turner was 28 when he was signed. Zadarius Smith turned to 28 that season. This is not someone who's 32, 33 like Devontae Adams. DJ Reed's still a relatively young player. I think he really does fit what you're looking for if you're Brian Gutekunst. And I don't think he's going to break the bank, but I don't think he's even going to cost as much as, say, Zadarius Smith, despite playing a more premium position. I believe Rob had an agent quote him in that $14 to $15 million range. Yep. Spotrac has him at $14.7 million, and I pointed this out in the Leap. If you look at the contracts that team the Spotrac used to assess that market value, Jair Alexander's top of market deal was one of them. So this is a really good football player who I think would be an ideal fit, an ideal replacement, and I would say, based on a guy who's playing 7-8 games a year, would be a pretty significant upgrade over what they were getting from Jair Alexander. No shade at Jair Alexander, but he just wasn't on the field.
Correct. And obviously that's sort of the impetus of all of what could happen with Jair Alexander this offseason, why he could be gone and why Green Bay could be looking for a new corner in DJ Reed. So let me ask you this, Pete. Let me ask you to have your Brian Gutekunst hat on for just a moment. What are you trying to do this offseason if you're Green Bay? Who's the number one free agent or trade target that you're going after? Like, what would be your plan of attack?
I have to say, me personally, because I'm not in Brian Gutekunst's chair, I just love the idea of bringing Devontae Adams back. I think that from a leadership standpoint, they need that. You know, we how many guys in the locker room at the end of the year did we hear say, I want to take a bigger role in leadership? We heard Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur say on the record that they want Jordan Love to be a bigger leader. Devontae Adams in the room, he carries sway. When he says, hey, we got to pick it up, we got to get the details going, those guys are going to listen to him. And I think that, you know, if we're going to make the Devontae Adams comparisons with Dontavian Wicks, who better for him to learn from than Devontae Adams himself? I love that. And then the thing is you can add someone like DJ Reed in free agency and then bank on the depth of this defensive front class. I mean, the defensive tackles, the pass rushers. I don't know how many of these guys you have watched, but it is a really fun group. And I'm really excited about what they can do in the league. But that's to me makes the most sense, because you're not going to break the bank on Devontae Adams. You could have that extra $10. Like, would you rather have, let's see, if DK is going to cost $30, and Devontae is going to cost, let's say, I've been saying the Mike Evans deal with interest is like $22. Well, sure. Then add another $14, and you've got DJ Reed. So would you rather have Devontae Adams and DJ Reed for $34 million, $35 million, or just DK Metcalf at $30 million? My answer is pretty straightforward on that one. I would much rather have the former than the latter.
Plus probably more draft capital as well, because Metcalf's going to cost exactly more, right, in a trade. So exactly, yeah, right. I'm totally with you there. All right, before we get you out of here, I know this answer could probably take another 20 minutes, and I'll let you go in any direction that you want with it. But obviously the NFL Combine actually also took place this weekend. Real quick, who are some players that stood out to you, good, bad, ugly, indifferent? I'll let you go in any direction that you want.
Jaden Higgins was my guy going into the draft, or going into the combine, at 6'4", 214 to run 4.48, to jump 38, the broad jump 10.5. He tested what I think the tape shows that he is. The thing is there were some criticisms of him that, oh, he plays in third gear. And it's like, yeah, because watch him do the gauntlet. He had the third fastest time in the gauntlet, and it looks like he's jogging. He just is an extremely smooth mover. You look at guys that size, they should not be able to move the way that he does. Watch him, watch the one-on-ones that he has at the Senior Bowl. He is breaking guys off at the line of scrimmage. For a 6'4", 217 guy, or 214, whatever it is, to be able to have a release package that he does, to me, if you're going to go the receiver route for the Packers, I think Jaden Higgins, and maybe I'm on an island on this, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. I think he's one of the 30 best players in this draft. Like, if the Packers took him at 23, I don't think they will, but if they did, I would go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And I was actually talking to an evaluator yesterday, and I said, if Jaden Higgins goes to Texas, he's a no-doubt first-round pick, right? And they're like, yeah, probably top 15. I'm like, well, that's stupid. Then he should go. Like, watch the tape. But I think the fact that he stamped it at the combine, I do think he might have run his way in Indy into the first round, because people are going, what else do you want? He's 2 years of a 1,000-yard producer. He's ideally built. All the stuff you want to see on tape, he does. And he's a 98th percentile athlete. What more do you want?
Nothing. I mean, that's exactly what Green Bay is going to be looking for. If they do ever finally spend a first-round pick on a wide receiver, maybe, just maybe, that could be this year.
Comp, honestly, Andy, is not a bad one with him. I think he's got better body control is a more refined route runner already. But in terms of, like, size, weight, speed, and the ability to win vertically, they're not that dissimilar to me. Javon Walker was faster and more dynamic down the field, but it's not a bad comp, honestly.
There you go. Last first round pick for Green Bay. Of course, that wide receiver was Javon Walker. Maybe history repeats itself. Hopefully they get a few more years of Higgins than they got out of Javon Walker. But I digress. Peter, the absolute best. Thank you so much for taking the time today. I know you're super busy, so I really appreciate it. Tell everyone where we can find all of your incredible work.
The Leap is the newsletter. Locked On Packers, of course, the podcast. And then Locked On Sports Today is the all sports show. If you're Packered out, I get it. But stay up to date with everything happening around the league. Locked On Sports Today. All the big stories you need in under 20 minutes delivered right to your phone every day. So check it out.
It's really great stuff. Go follow. It pains me to say it, but yes, it is very, very great stuff. Peter, I cannot thank you enough. Go follow him at Peter_Bukowski. We'll do it again soon. Thanks so much, my friend.
Thanks, Andy.
You bet. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls in to the Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line. It's the Packaday Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% on select styles. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. Register today for AFSP's 30th overnight walk in New York City, June 21st, as we walk 16 miles from dusk till dawn to stop suicide. Start your journey today at theovernight.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.